Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
We said when we go out to dinner in L.A., you're paying.
Yeah, and I was prepared for that.
That fucking check was sitting there for about 10, 15,
no, I didn't
and I
see
wanted
them.
To leave.
I didn't see them bringing the check.
You saw the fucking check. We talked about it. I said, we ain't doing Dutch. I said, we ain't doing any of that. I said, that check's going to come, and you're going to throw down that credit card. And, like, I'm sitting there. The ladies are there. And it's like, I'll break your balls on this fucking podcast, but I won't do it to anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the world, I'll do it.
Yeah.
The world, I'll do it.
You're lucky I didn't go to the bathroom when that check came. That's what you're fucking lucky I didn't go to the bathroom. I sat there and I took it like a champ and I whipped that credit card out and I said, why don't we do a split? Let's do a split.
Dean,
you want to do a split? I'm happy to do a split.
I whipped my plastic
and you
out
ordered a
we
lot
had
of
been
fucking
saying,
food.
Sitting there for 2 hours. The meal was done. The drinks were drank. The women wanted to go home. I wanted to go home. I ate everything I could. And you saw that check laid out right in front of you. And I pushed it at one point in front of your eyes. I was like,
I don't remember that.
Yes, Brand New Banging I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Brand New Banging I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here, coming live and direct from California, West Hollywood. It's me and
the co-host of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, Dean Collins, a.k.a. The Young Shooter. Yes, I'm here in the flesh with Mr. Michael Rapport. We're having a great time. We're recording a great podcast. Get ready. Buckle up. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fantastic. We're talking about OJ.
Yes, we are.
Goodbye, Twitter world. OJ is gone. We're
yes.
talking about filming and harassing Gene Hackman. And we're talking about double dating with The Young Shooter. All that and more in a hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, Iggy, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy with something real loud. But most importantly, start this I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. Let's go. Boom! Have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. The Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. The Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. The Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. The Raging Bullshitter. Oh, yeah. And this is the world's most disruptive podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast, coming live and direct from West Hollywood, California. And without further ado, because we never know when we're going to have him, we never know how long he's going to stay.
Well, you got him. It's me, Dean Collins, The Young Shooter, a.k.a.
Deuce Pacino,
aka
Deuce Valentine,
aka
Deuce Cuddles, in the place to be. Boom.
Yes. Thank you. Happy to be here in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Coming live from West Hollywood. We won't say what hotel we're at because there might be a lot of protesters if we do that.
There might be, or there might not be. And you know what?
What, Michael?
I have to say, because we got some big shows coming up Monday at the Comedy Store, almost sold out, Tuesday and Wednesday at Flappers in the Valley. And the PR stunts, you just bring the fans in.
Oh, yeah.
If you think you're going to run me out of my home away from home, L.A., you're fucking crazy.
That's true, because you'd lived in L.A. for, what, 25 years?
I still pay taxes in this bitch.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because if you get residuals on work that you did in California, 30-something years in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
In and out of this bitch. You ain't running me out.
No.
Comedy Store Monday, Flappers Tuesday and Wednesday. Bring your whistles, bring your megaphones, bring your watermelons, whatever the fuck you want to bring. Fuck out of here. And you're going to be there right there with your security shirt, yeah, ain't you, D?
I'm not going to bring the security
shirt. You're
going to
be there right there with your... And you're going to have my fucking back, ain't
I'm not going to have your back. I'm there as an audience member. I'm there to watch the comedy and do nothing else. I'm not on duty. I'm not working. I'm not doing any of that shit. Unless you want to pay me to be your security, we can
do that.
But other than that...
We're going to pay you to put that fucking security shirt on.
Well, then maybe I need to like make an Amazon cart and we can add some pepper spray. We can do some stun guns.
Oh, yeah. In L.A., you could get all that shit.
Okay.
You get all kinds of shit. You can show up with anything you want, man.
This sounds like it's going to be a fun event.
Get yourself some fucking handcuffs.
I could do that.
Listen, we need you in that... It's spring. We need you in that security shirt. Show them the pistols.
Oh, I'd love to handcuff a motherfucker.
We need some handcuffs. We get you some fucking zip ties.
But then I'm like impersonating a cop at that point, right?
You just got handcuffs?
Like a baton.
Zip ties? We'll put a fucking...
We'll put a
12-inch dildo in your back pocket. They won't know whether you're going to fuck them or fight them. You could beat somebody up with a 12-inch fucking rubber dildo. Smack them right over the fucking head with that dildo.
Once you start talking about zip ties and dildos, now we're talking like a rape kit. This is like something that you'd find in someone's trunk.
It's security, man.
No, that's not security. And I don't know any security guards that travel with a dildo in their pocket. I don't know any of them. I don't know what kind of security guards you've been hanging out with, but that's not, I don't know anything about that.
Listen, the bottom line is the party can't stop, won't stop. And like I said, we'll be in the Comedy Store Monday, Flappers, the 16th and the 17th. And then I'm going to Royal Oak, Michigan, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, 18th, 19th. Then I'll be at Mohegan Sun. I'm being in motherfucking Connecticut at the casino.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking my language. What are we? You are performing in a casino?
I'm performing in the casino in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun. It's the 25th, 26th, 27th. And you know, casino crowds.
What is it about the... Like, I feel like there's all these actors and all these people that are like, they perform at Morongo Casino. Like, once you start getting to the casino levels, like, is the casino giving you some per diem to like gamble while you're there?
That's for you.
Because I would love that.
No, see, that's gambling away the money you make. I'm not doing that. You want to gamble away the money that I make. That's not fucking happening.
I mean, that would be awesome.
That's not fucking happening. Three nights in the casino.
Three nights. One of those nights, we just take what you're making and we just like go crazy. But maybe make way more than what you'd make for comedy.
We talked about this.
You said no.
And I always ask you this on the spot.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were in the casino?
Oh, the last time I was in the casino was probably 2 weeks ago. I didn't do well the last time, but the times before that I did really well.
I'm not talking about the times before that.
Okay. We
probably talked about that on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you again.
Yes.
When was the last time you were in the casino?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. And how did you do the last time you were in the casino 2 weeks ago?
Not great.
Okay, and how much did you lose?
Probably 300, and I haven't been back since.
Okay.
But
you're gearing up to come to Mohegan Sun.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
In Connecticut, Unskenville.
I don't know what that is. That sounds like a place in Holland or something.
No, it's in Connecticut. Unskenville. I never heard of this fucking place.
Well, you should figure it out before you go there, because you'll insult your entire crowd if you can't pronounce their city.
Trust me, they're just there. We're at the Mohegan in Connecticut. They don't give a fuck about...
If they're at the casino going to see a comedy show,
It is what it is. Maybe you come out. What do you think about you coming out to casino?
It could be a slippery slope staying in a casino for me, but it could be also could really
be.
Fun.
Could be.
Could be.
It will be. It will. It right. will be. It would be. And it absolutely is going to
well,
be.
Well, anyway. We would have fun. We had fun in Vegas. We played some blackjack a little bit together. That was also an off night. I think that if we did it this time, different city, different state, we'd have some good luck.
Anyway, you're looking good. You got
Thank
a new
you.
Sweater on. You got some New Balance
I
on.
I went shopping. Yep.
You got
yep. The New Balance got that at what's that place? Meta World Peace, actually. Fun fact, he was the one when we met him. Meta World Peace was like, you got to go to this shoe store.
Where?
Called WSC.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of that? WSC. Anyway, I went there. I got these New Balances. I got some new jeans. I got a new t-shirt and I got a brand new fuzzy cardigan.
That's kind of Kurt Cobain-ish.
A little Kurt Cobain-ish. I'm very happy with this outfit. I'm going to wear this to Just Like Heaven Festival.
What's
it's a
that?
Music festival coming up in May. We're all going. It's going to be really fun. Death Cab for Cutie, the Postal Service, this band Always. It's kind of a millennial music festival. One night. Now I'm like promoting it. One
wait,
night
where
only.
Where is that?
It's at the Rose Bowl, on the golf course at the Rose Bowl, the Brookside at the Rose Bowl.
So who's going to be there? Death Cab for Cutie?
Death Cab for Cutie, the Postal Service, some other
There's
fucking...
a band called the Postal Service?
Never heard of them?
Never
same,
heard of them.
Same person who did Death Cab for Cutie started the Postal Service. They only had one album, but...
They're in both bands?
They're, yeah, he's the singer in both
oh,
bands.
Oh, he's double dipping. I like that.
It's awesome. I just saw them, Death Cab / Postal Service at the Hollywood Bowl. Because the Postal Service only made one album, but it was a massive success. And they did it back in like 2003.
I never heard of
you
the Postal
You would know the
Service.
Song, Such
I
Great
know
Heights.
Of Death Cab for Cutie. I know of, what's that other group you like, Cuddly Bear?
I don't know what
Teddy Bears?
I don't know what that is.
Death There's Cab a group for... called something with bears. Fuzzy Bear?
I don't
Fozzie Bear?
Oh, I don't know
Grizzly
what that
Bear?
Is. There is a band called Grizzly Bear, but that's not, that's I thought that... definitely not your thing. Have you heard of this? This is Postal Service. This.
Never heard
wait,
of that.
Wait,
it sounds no, nope. I never heard it.
It's a really famous song.
Okay.
Anyway,
great. You're going there, and you got this sweater for that.
You
got this outfit that you're wearing now for that show.
I'll wear this in a month for sure. I'm already like
you know what you're gonna wear to the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of my girlfriend picked out the thing. She was like, this would be great, Just Like Heaven Festival outfit. And I was like, hell yeah. So I've been wearing this, really happy with it. Maybe you could kind of upgrade. It's like the before and after here.
Nope.
It's like you got me. I'm like doing well. And then we're looking at you. And, you know, I walked into the room here, by the way, as I stepped. Because, you know, you told me, come to your hotel, park on the street. You know, if there's no street parking, you'll valet it for
did
me.
Did you
you'll
valet it or
it.
Did you?
I got the street parking.
You got a street parking?
Yeah, I got street
Fuck
parking.
Yeah, thanks,
and on
man.
The way. And,
save me some money.
And on the way in here, I don't know if I told you, but I saw fucking Jack Johnson on the sidewalk. And you know Jack Johnson, he's like acoustic Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I saw him on the sidewalk and I walked up and I said, you're the
Didn't
man,
Did you
Jack.
See him, Jack Johnson?
I saw him at my hotel in Hawaii and I was
I think
he
talked
out.
About that on the podcast.
I probably did, and I'm a huge Jack Johnson fan.
What
and
songs of his do you like? Can you sing
all,
one?
All of them.
Like what?
Better Together.
Can sing a little bit.
I don't want to sing them right
Just
now.
Just sing
but
like Better Together.
I like him doing it. You guys can play a track from any of Jack
Miles
Johnson's.
Miles Jordan, play a little Better Together?
Sure. No combination of words I can put on the back of a postcard. No song that I can sing, but I can try for your heart and our dreams. And they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving.
And what else
do
you like?
So, not, what else do I like? I don't know.
Isn't he like a surfer?
Tons. Yeah, he's a surfer.
And he brings his guitar and he
yeah,
surfs.
Yeah, he's great. It was really cool seeing him in Hawaii, but I was like, fuck, I'm seeing him again outside of your hotel. And he was on the sidewalk and I said, you're the man, Jack. And he said, thank you, man. Nice to meet you. And it was really cool.
I saw Sheryl Crow at this hotel the
That's
other day.
That's cool. She's iconic. Sheryl Crow is fucking really, like, in her day, she was great.
Yeah, she was with Lance Armstrong.
Was she?
Yeah, she dated Lance Armstrong through that. Speaking of scandals, Lance Armstrong, the juice, O.J. Simpson died.
That's right. O.J. Simpson dead at...
73, 75?
Yeah. Or there's a line from MacGruber, O.J. Simpson dead and who the fuck cares? that's, yeah, O.J. Simpson.
I mean, what a controversy just yesterday, the other day when he died. The fucking White House had a, they asked the White House correspondent, you know, Raggedy Ann, the black Raggedy Ann, the girl who speaks, her name is Janae or something. She's the black Raggedy Ann. She speaks for, she's the White House correspondent.
I don't know about any of that, but yeah.
She had to make a statement about O.J. Simpson.
Saying what?
They asked her about it, and she's like the family's mourning. And I'm like, the
O.J.'s family?
Yeah. Like, what about?
Yeah, what about Nicole Brown Simpson's family and Ron?
And that's what
Goldman.
Everybody was saying. And then, of course, where he played for the Buffalo Bills. It's like this guy just caused chaos and controversy, you know, for so many years. And what a piece of shit.
And then he had the audacity that he's like on Twitter, like from his golf course, like, hey, guys, doing
acting
a Sunday
like
check-in.
He's like, I'm just like, playing golf. And today I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers are playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like,
yeah, it's like, dude, you
your
killed your wife. You like, what are you saying right now? How are you not in jail? He got off scot-free, which was insane. I'm sure there's a spike in Bronco sales, maybe. White Broncos are probably like through the roof. But, you know, I'm praying that he left behind a confession. Like, that would be such a...
He didn't. He got away with murder.
How do you know
murder.
That, though?
That motherfucker got away because he's a total psycho, sociopath.
Sociopath. Yes, yes.
I don't pronounce things correctly all
the time.
Right.
That's why you got me to, you know, get you in line.
Okay. Sociopath.
Nope, but that's okay.
Say it again.
Sociopath.
Sociopath.
There's no sh. Yeah, he's going to take some things to the grave with him. That's for sure.
He's not admitting what he did. He's not admitting what he did.
And didn't he write a book called I Didn't Kill My Wife, But If I Did, Here's How I Would Do It?
Yes.
Didn't he, I mean, that also. I mean, and then there's that viral meme of him with the knife going, ree, ree, like doing like Norman Bates shit. I mean, he's insane. Was insane, but yeah.
I want to rewatch that documentary about him because what a piece of shit and what a life. You know, it's just an incredible historical story.
Yeah.
His life and everything that who he represented as a football player, who he represented as a murderer, what he meant to black culture, what he meant to police brutality and injustice. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. And that ESPN documentary, OJ Only in America or Made in America?
Made in one of the two.
Fantastic documentary. I want to rewatch it because, you know, it's one of the, it's like when sometimes in this country, and it's happening right now, but sometimes in this country, it eats itself and it eats its own. And all the injustices and all the police brutality and the Rodney King of it all and the Eric Garner of it all and the George Floyd of it all, then you get somebody like OJ who gets away scot-free. It's crazy. The whole thing is fucking crazy. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
And speaking of documentaries, we were talking about it last night. And I hate to bring this up now because the check was there. You saw the check and we talked about it on this show. We talked about it. We said when we go out to dinner in L.A., you're paying.
Yeah, and I was prepared for that.
That fucking check was sitting there for about 10, 15, and I wanted to leave.
I didn't see them bringing the check.
You saw the fucking check. We talked about it. I said, we ain't doing Dutch. I said, we ain't doing any of that. I said, that check's going to come, and you're going to throw down that credit card. And, like, I'm sitting there. The ladies are there. And it's like, I'll break your balls on this fucking podcast, but I won't do it to anybody else.
Yeah.
And for the world, I'll do it.
Yeah.
The world, I'll do
you're
it.
You're lucky I didn't go to the bathroom when that check came. That's what you're fucking lucky I didn't go to the bathroom. I sat there, and I took it like a champ, and I whipped that credit card out, and I said, why don't we do a split? Let's do a split.
Dean,
you want to do a split? I'm happy to do a split.
I whipped my plastic
and you
out
ordered a lot
had
of
been
fucking
saying,
food.
Sitting there for 2 hours. The meal was done. The drinks were drank. The women wanted to go home. I wanted to go home. I ate everything I could. And you saw that check laid out right in front of you. And I pushed it at one point in front of your eyes. I was like,
I don't remember that. I don't remember you sliding it towards me. I remember you eating a lot. You ate a lot more than I did, and I think you ordered a lot more than I fucking did. But I was I was happy to bust it out. I was happy to cover the whole check.
You, dude, you weren't happy. You didn't do it, and then
well,
finally,
no one's happy, right?
I
no one's happy
that
to
fucking credit card down, and then finally you did it, and then you're like, "What about the?" I'm like, "Motherfucker, you did it! Oops, you did it again!
Oops,
oops, oops you did it again! You fucked me again! You fucked me again! Somehow, somehow I got fucked again, and it's just—it's not cool. It's not fair."
I was happy to take care of the whole thing. I didn't even see you. You were like a fucking—I don't know—you just busted that out like it was nothing. I didn't see you even do it, like a fucking magician throwing that down.
No, that's not what it was. But we're talking about documentaries book because when we were out to dinner the other night, we were talking about how pumped we are for
The Jinx.
Part two.
Part two of The Jinx. Now, Robert Durst is already dead. I don't know what it's going to be. I guess it's the trial of Susan Berman, the Beverly Hills trial. They got Robert Durst. Andrew Jarecki's back directing it. And I don't know what it's going to be like, but I am so excited for it.
When we did our famous, that was a really good documentary. When we did our famous sick fuck documentaries.
Yes.
Was The Jinx number one or number two? It's like top three.
Two. Top two or three. I know Don't Fuck With Cats, Night Stalker, Jinx.
The Staircase.
The Staircase. I would say those are the top. I would say those are the top four for me.
The Jinx was so good because the twists and the turns and then inevitably the confession. And to prep for The Jinx Part 2, I'm rewatching all of The Jinx.
I'm pre-gaming. I'm 100% watching all The Jinx. And I believe it comes out April 21st. So that's coming up really, you know, around the corner. But it's going to be fucking great. I need Durst back in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I talk about another pile of shit.
Yeah.
Yo, there's sociopaths. Sociopaths?
Socio.
Sociopaths amongst us.
I know.
We're around them.
Pedophiles, you don't know
all
who you're around.
All that shit.
All sorts of shit.
All that kooky, crazy shit. And I cannot wait for that documentary. And the trailer for The Joker Part 2.
Yes, yes.
Did you see the...
I saw the trailer for it. I think it looks good. Can't really
stand... Miles Jordan, play some of the sound, the clip, the music from The Joker Part 2, directed by a friend, Todd Phillips, of course, starring... Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga.
We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
I'm not a fan of her as an actress. Like, I think it's great what she does in music and all that, but she just bothers me. Poker face. Yeah, I love all that. Alejandro. Don't call my name. Alejandro. That was my introduction.
My first song was her poker face.
Yeah.
She annoys the shit out of me.
She annoys me. I don't love the musical element. I don't like musicals. I wish they could have just.
It's not like they're going to sing every 5 minutes.
I think it is.
I'm predicting 4 musical performances.
Well, I hope you're right, but it does look good.
The trailer looks good.
The trailer looks good. I mean, I'm definitely going to see it. I like the first Joker and.
Liked it. The first Joker was awesome.
Yeah, the first Joker was fucking sick.
I'm going to rewatch that too.
Me too.
But it's not coming out for months though, right?
No, it's going to be out, I'm sure, in a long time.
I can't wait for the Joker. Yeah. I'm excited for that. And yeah, Lady Gaga, I find her annoying, but I didn't mind her in that movie.
Star is Born.
I thought she was good in that. I just think she's annoying in general.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you she's annoying as fucking real life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she's cool and fun. And, you know, I know she's a New York girl and I love her story, but she just seems wacky. Mm-hmm. She seems like she's Liza Minnelli level of wacky. Like, she just seems all in wacky. But that being said, she's a cool, fun artist, and she became a huge pop star against all odds.
Stephanie is her real name.
Stephanie, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She's undeniably talented, but I just don't love her as an actress. But still gonna see the movie. I'm excited for it.
What else have you been watching? You're deep in your 90-Day Fiancé.
Deep in my 90-Day, all the spinoffs, Happily Ever After, The Other Way, The Single Life, 90-Day Regular. I mean, I'm watching 5 of them at a time.
Are they all on right now?
Like, the new seasons, they're done. Happily Ever After is the only one that's, like, going on right now. And I'm going back in time. I'm watching old seasons. I love it so much. I already told you, me and my girlfriend rewatched Life and Beth season 1. We finished Life and Beth season 2.
How good did I do?
Honestly, you did great.
Thank you.
You did great. It's a great character. It's a great show. You know, you should be very proud of that show.
Appreciate that.
Amy Schumer's fucking great. She's acting in it. She's writing it. She's directing it. Like, talk about a fucking powerhouse.
You can't stop her.
She gets a lot of hate. And she is so good and so funny. And I just thought it was great. I loved all the flashbacks with you and the kids. And I think it's a great show. I really want season 3. And then you're in this huge show on Amazon based off of a video game that's really big called Fallout.
Yep.
And you're like in a fucking Transformers suit.
I'm on that Transformer.
And you didn't tell me that you were doing
it. I told you that I did it. It wasn't this past summer of 23.
It was 2022.
Was it 2022?
I don't know.
I don't know when it was.
I don't know. I don't know. Where did you shoot it?
Shot it in upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was 2023.
It must have been.
June of 2023. Maybe it was June of 2023. Yeah, Fallout on Amazon. My man Walt Goggins, who's one of the best actors I've ever worked with. He's a really, really, really good actor and a good dude. And it's a big video game show and... I guess the big video game, and I did it, and it was the directors of that HBO show that was big, and they asked me to do it, and it's the first episode, and yada yada yada, and
that's the only one, right?
Yeah, I get whacked the first episode.
Okay, I gotta watch it. But
I get whacked.
That's a nice little cameo, nice surprise for people to see you in that. I mean, you're on fire. You got Life and Beth. You know, you're part of that great show, Atypical. Now you got Fallout. I mean, can't stop, won't stop.
No, can't busy, stop, bro. Won't stop. Yeah, you know, and you know, where we got just keep it fucking moving. We're moving and grooving. What else are you up to? What else are you seeing? What other outfits have you bought?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten any other outfits. I'd like to go shopping. Maybe while you're in town, we can shop together.
What do you mean?
Maybe when you're in town,
I'm not taking you shopping.
I didn't say you have to take me shopping. I'm just saying, as friends, that's what friends do. They go shopping together.
My man, I don't go shopping with dudes, bro.
Well, you go shopping with women?
I take my wife shopping.
But what about you? What about if you want something?
I don't need any more clothes. I don't need any more clothes. I don't need any outfits. I don't need any of that shit. What I need to do is get sorted out the next time we're going to go eat some food and you do the right fucking thing. That's what I need.
I did do the right thing.
No, you didn't do the fucking right thing. And you've been busting my balls all week. You've been busting my balls before I got here. You were complaining. What were you complaining? Because you wrote it down. What were the things you were complaining about?
Well, I have already told you, but this has been a very busy week for me.
Yeah.
you know, I've had a lot of self-tape auditions going on.
Right.
I've been auditioning for a lot of things.
Great.
Yeah, and out of the three self-tape auditions that I've had, I had three callbacks, so I'm 3 for 3. And during that time, I said, just don't call me at this specific time because I have a callback.
And I said, put your fucking phone on Do Not Disturb.
No, because sometimes you call twice and then it bypasses Do Not Disturb. I just say, just don't call me. How about this? From 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., don't call me.
How about put your phone on Do Not Disturb because I might forget? Don't call me in the morning. This is what I'm doing. You don't call somebody at 9 in the morning and go, yo, at 1 p.m., don't call me. Put your fucking phone on Do Not Disturb. That's what you do. You don't, like, call somebody, like, because maybe I forgot. I'm not, like, putting into my calendar, oh, Deuce Collins, oh, the young shooter, ooh, he's off limits between 1 to 2. No, that's not how it works. Put your phone in the other room or something like that.
No, I gave you a heads up. It was a courtesy heads up. And a lot of the time when I'm on Do Not Disturb, somehow you bypass that motherfucker. I don't know how you do it. You got tricks that like, I don't even know. And I'm like very Apple savvy and tech savvy. I don't know how you get past my Do Not Disturb, but you do it. And not only do it, you call me and I shut you down. And then you text me and you say, hey.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll text me and you'll say, hey. And then I'll say, hey, what's up? And then the text back from that is, hi. And I'm like, no. We're not doing those kind of text messages back and forth. We're not doing hey, hi.
There we go.
I'm not into that. I'm not into small talk like that. And I don't need that. Okay. Maybe when I was 16, like, oh, it's fun. Like, I'm approaching 34 here. I don't need to do hey, hi's at 9 a.m.
My man.
Okay. You need to get another friend is what you need to do.
My man, let me tell you something. Okay, I'm not going to fucking even blow up.
Yeah.
Okay, I just won't respond to your shit.
That's fine. Because
you do the double call, the triple call.
That's fine, and you shut me down. And I respect it. A lot of the time, I respect it when you ignore me.
And then a lot of the times, you don't.
Like, I'll call you, and it'll go to voicemail after one ring, and I'm like, I respect that. Like, you don't have time for me.
Then you'll call again.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then you do it again, I'm like, I fuck with that. I respect people who just like, I'm shutting you down.
That's right.
You don't let it ring and make
Shut
it seem like...
Shut you the
like,
fuck down. Don't call me twice. Because you call me to tell you don't call you.
That's just courteous. But when do you leave LA? When do you leave?
I just got here.
Then when are you leaving? When's the date when you're flying back?
Why are you asking that?
I'm just wondering.
I just got here.
If for some reason, it feels like you've been here for a week.
I just got here.
Yesterday,
right? Like 36 hours.
At most.
28 hours.
Isn't that funny how you could be here for 28 hours and it feels like a lifetime?
Nah, that's not what it is. That's
not
what
it is. You know what I mean, though, where it just feels like you've been here?
That's not what it is. That's not what it's going to be. What you're talking about.
Okay. No, I...
Because I just got here. I'm going to be here about a week, homie. So,
we cut the trip early.
Fill your fucking tank up with gas.
Nope.
Okay, fill your car up with gas. Get that shit checked out because I need rides. I got some errands I already need to do.
I am not doing any of that shit. I told you, I'm not 23 anymore. I'm not like, oh, I'm freshly out of college. Like,
oh, so
I'm not like that
so
anymore.
Just,
and I told you, I don't drive no more. How many times I got to fucking tell you that? How many times do I need to tell you I'm not your personal chauffeur? I'm not your taxi.
Fucking
I'm not
hat
your
on.
Uber.
I want that
I'm
fucking...
not wearing, I'm not a fucking dancing monkey. I'm not putting a hat on. I'm not putting a hat on. You're not going to dress me the way that you want me to fucking dress me. Okay?
We need that fucking white captain's hat. We need that motherfucker cleaned up.
Yeah.
And we need you.
I burned that fucking hat.
No, you got
it brings
that captain's
back bad memories. PTSD looking at that fucking captain's hat.
You need that captain's hat on. I need you in black top. Black
I'm not
pants.
A pilot, motherfucker. I'm not an air. I'm not flying planes, okay? You're happy to get, you can get your Ubers. That's all right. But no, we could drive you around. We had a really nice dinner last night. We did have a really beautiful dinner. It was a really nice evening.
Yeah. It was more than I bargained for in regards to how much I had to spend on the dinner.
Me too. Cause we split it. So we both were doing that. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You know what I wanted to talk to you about?
Did
you see this video footage of the great Gene Hackman at 94 years old being harassed, New York Post, chasing around iconic, game-changing actor Gene Hackman being harassed at a gas station?
Horrible. I saw it. New York Post is so fucking scummy. They post so much bullshit. But yeah, they're filming him like he's 94 years old. And their whole thing was Gene Hackman spotted at a gas station wearing the same outfit that he wore a week ago. It's like, yeah, let him fucking wear that every day if he wants to. And why are you filming him? This guy is 94 years old. Leave him alone.
Why are you filming a 94-year-old man? A 94-year-old man who has done nothing but mind his business, kick ass every single day at work, who is an American treasure, one of the great American actors of all time, and you're harassing a 94-year-old man worrying about what he's wearing?
So fucked. I mean,
so fucked, so offensive. And
so slimy, these fucking photographers.
Who's
and people,
doing that?
I don't know.
And why are you stalking Gene Hackman? Like, why are you harassing Gene Hackman?
And like, so what? He was wearing what he wore a week ago. Look at me.
I'm wearing the same outfit I wore at dinner last night.
I
wasn't going to say anything.
But I am.
I know.
And
I
you
wasn't
know why? Because it looks good. And maybe Gene wanted to fucking wear his cool vest out. A week later.
Yeah, he's wearing his sweats, his t-shirt, and his vest. Let that man live.
What's wrong with that?
And he's 94. How dare that person? Like, do you know the name? Like, can we track down the person?
That would be cool. Start filming him. Be like, what are you fucking wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
You look
what
like
do you
shit.
Smell like? You look like shit. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Exactly. You ain't Gene Hackman.
You know, you're not Gene Hackman. Anyway, that was really, really bothersome to me that somebody would chase around. Essentially, he's an elderly man.
I mean, yeah, he's 94.
94. Shout out to the great Gene Hackman. So many films, always good.
The French Connection.
Just one after another. And he makes acting. He made his style of acting look like he wasn't acting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of actor that Gene Hackman is and was. Is it looked like nothing was happening and so much was happening.
Yes.
So leave fucking Gene Hackman alone. Anyway, leave Gene Hackman alone, and it's time for you to leave.
Time for you to leave.
No, and to I actually said, leave.
I'm happy with that.
It's time for you to not just like leave me alone, but to leave.
Actually exit the hotel.
To go.
To go where? That's up to me.
You go where you're going to go, and nobody needs to know.
And that's fine with me. And maybe you catch an early flight back to New York or wherever you came from.
I'm here a week.
Maybe not.
I'm here a week, motherfucker.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean we need to spend time together for this whole week.
No. What it is I am here. I'm here a week. Came saw. We disrupted.
Yeah, I think so.
Came, saw, we diggity disrupted. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud. But most importantly,
take us out of here with something real funky.
I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.